It's Monday, August the 2nd, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Trump's war chest and a hike in Pfizer's prices. First, the world in brief. Donald Trump has $102 million in political cash available, making him the most dominant fundraiser in America's Republican Party. The former president raised more than $56 million via WinRed, an online donations platform, in the first half of the year, more than any other Republican. Some of the donations are shared with the party, but Mr. Trump also raised $21 million for political action committees that he controls directly. America and Britain blamed Iran for an attack on the oil tanker Mercer Street off the coast of Oman. Two crew were killed on July 29th when a drone carrying explosives hit the Japanese-owned Liberian-flagged vessel, which is operated by Zodiac Maritime, an Israeli firm based in London. The Americans and British accuse Iran of threatening freedom of navigation through international waters. Square, a digital payments firm co-founded by Jack Dorsey, is to buy Afterpay, which offers installment loans for $29 billion in shares. Afterpay, which was founded in Australia in 2014, allows customers to pay in installments without owning a credit card or paying interest. Their merger should allow retailers using Square's point-of-sale technology to offer buy now, pay later services. A Belarusian sprinter alleged that her Olympic team tried to remove her forcibly from Japan on Sunday, leading to a dispute at Tokyo's Haneda Airport. In the early hours of Monday, she said she was in a, quote, secure situation at a police station there. Activists close to the athlete said she planned to apply for asylum in Austria or Germany. Zoom, a video conferencing firm, agreed to pay $86 million to settle a lawsuit in America. Plaintiffs had faulted Zoom for sharing personal data with third parties and accused it of making misleading claims about encryption. The company denied any wrongdoing, but said it has improved security. Zoom became a household name when much of the world suddenly switched to working from home. General Min Aung Hlaing, the military ruler of Myanmar, named himself prime minister and extended a state of emergency by 2 years. He also promised to hold elections. In the 6 months since the army seized power, nearly 7,000 political opponents have been arrested and hundreds killed. A meeting today of ASEAN should finally produce an envoy who will be tasked with brokering peace. Pfizer raised the price of its COVID-19 vaccine by more than 25% after trial data showed that the jabs were more effective than cheaper shots developed by Oxford-AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson. Contracts seen by the Financial Times relating to the European Union's procurement deals showed that the price of a Pfizer dose increased to €19.50, $23.14, from €15.50. And fact of the day, 80, the number of times that the Thames barrier has been closed since 2010. In the first decade after it was built, it was closed just 10 times.